Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, author, presenter, PadminiArhant.com. I welcome you all to part one of this topic, Global Issues with Impact on Population. The topic is a reflection on the contemporary ruling class, declining supremacy, and people's odyssey for freedom. I begin with the region, North Africa, Yemen, Saudi Arabia invasion with United States, Israel, and other Western allies' support, killing scores of people, is a sign of decadency caught in a whirlpool with aggressors heading towards pitfall. Libya, hegemony message to the people having transformed the nation into terror haven following the fall of the Western ally, the despotic regime. Is stability possible only under iron fist rule conforming to imperial doctrine? Egypt, authoritarianism being hegemony hallmark, the citizens deposed governments and chieftains are not only protected but also reinstated to remind Egyptians that birth of democracy would be aborted at the cost of their lives and livelihood. Tunisia, the move towards democracy subsequent to overthrow of yet another Western ally and autocratic ruler, consistently disrupted with political assassination of people choice leader, conforming hegemony preference for repressive governance. Sudan, the oil-rich nation and the largest country in Africa, split into two states, Sudan and South Sudan, in accordance with divide and conquer imperial strategy. South Sudan, hegemony installed government and opposition pitted against each other, leaving thousands dead and millions fleeing villages and towns for survival. Sudanese plight persists beyond Darfur ethnic cleansing. Morocco, Algeria, and Western Sahara, hegemony with key allies like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and alike, funded terror networks, infiltration, Al-Qaeda, and offshoots presence in these countries maintained to sabotage peaceful existence. Moving along the region, West Africa, Mali, gold, ivory, and other goods comprise the main resources of the nation. United Nations Security Council P5+1 authorized military intervention by the former colonizer, France, under the pretext to rescue nation from civil war, having removed the earlier government through military coup, besides curbing the natives, Tuareg tribes, from seeking fair living conditions as indigenous groups and citizens of the West African nation, needlessly brought under hegemony shelling, boosting different stockpiles' demand. Mali was also a victim of biological warfare with the outbreak of deadly Ebola virus, claiming many lives in that country. Ghana, also known for possession of precious metals, gold, ivory, and minerals, sharing impact from political turmoil in neighboring Ivory Coast, renamed in the European occupancy as Côte d'Ivoire, with hegemony-approved political factions behind prolonged instability. Ivory Coast economic fortune, oil and gas, fresh water, fertile agricultural land, and pineapple plantations among many natural resources that deprives the people from preventing foreign, that is, hegemony interference in political affairs. Burkina Faso, the nation remains constantly under siege, post-assassination of the popular leader Thomas Sankara for defying hegemony intrusion. The nation, found with abundant minerals and marble, attracts direct Western involvement. Nigeria, another oil wealth state, forced to contend with hegemony-created Boko Haram terror outfit to conduct false flag events and disrupt normal life nationwide. Nigerian leadership compliance with hegemony directions confirms influence over politics, economy, and social problems, contributing to religious confrontations between Christians and Muslims, along with tribal feuds persisting to stifle national unity. Niger, hegemony chosen territory to invade Iraq in 2003, is not necessarily excluded from hegemonic goals due to oil and mining enrichment in this nation. Senegal and Sierra Leone, the French colonies then and even now, with France's extensive engagement throughout West and Central Africa, cannot be ignored. Sierra Leone, in the aftermath of worst genocide, is profitable to arms dealer and weapons supply from major powers in exchange for oil in Africa. Sierra Leone, affected with ravaging civil wars and Ebola epidemic, is the result of hegemony policy to incapacitate effective self-governance in Africa. Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Gambia, Mauritania, Liberia, Togo, Island of St. Helena, Sao Tome, and Principe are faced with United States, EU, and Pan-African cohorts fomenting corruption and chaos via war zones for economic and strategic dominance. The people in all of the above destinations are the victims of hegemony quest for global supremacy. Poverty, hunger, disease, illiteracy, despair, and destitution is deemed the destiny to benefit the profiteers of violence, greed, and feudalism. The segment will resume with focus on all nations in different regions of the world. This is Padmini Arhant, author, presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Thank you all for your time and attention. Peace to all. Thank you.